huge shout out to Mick.
Is it a Monday or is it Tuesday?
What dealing with that technological.
No, I didn't even know what it was.
Because I would have had a tantrum by now. Like, you have more patience than I will ever beg, borrow or steal. I'm not okay.
People would argue with that, though.
That doesn't mean that it's not true. I rage out real quick at technology. I was just saying to a mate of mine, they're fucking computers. They don't have emotions. They have one job to do. Why aren't they doing their job? And I can rage out real quick on that. But that's me, and I'm a bit of a bad person.
Just going to pause you there and I can't be fucked, mate. Oh, there you go. Now you're rating.
Every now and then I hear myself and just go, how fucking Aussie am I? Can't be fucked, mate.
It is very Australian, isn't it?
Just can't be fucked. Who's this dickhead? And I'm not even, when I say stuff like that, I'm not even trying to be Australian. I just hear myself and go, oh, fuck.
Well, when we were on that Frank Turner camp and with all the Americans, and I don't think, I just talk. They were fucking horrible. They were like, what?
In what regard?
Just stuff like that. Oh, I couldn't be fucked, mate. They're like, what couldn't you be fucked?
Because yeah, out of context, it does sound. Yeah.
And they're like,
I don't give consent for you to have sex with me. I can't be fucked.
And then they were baiting me to say more.
Oh, really?
I was like, nah, it's, you just got to, I can't do it. It just happens.
What, how do they say more?
No, it's just Aussie slang.
Oh, okay, right. Going, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Makes me giggle a lot.
Fucking rooted, mate. You're what? Fucking rooted. I'm going to bed.
Fucked, mate. I think we overuse our A's a lot.
Yeah.
I like typing phonetically. So if I'm trying to make a point, like you just did it to me when I was on my way over here, but I'm running late, but I remembered my headphones, and you're like, okay. It's lots of H's.
I didn't know what you were on about. You give me all this information that I'm sure it seemed interesting to me, but I just sort of went, where's Julia?
I was late because I went for a coffee this morning with my mate and her three-year-old daughter, and the three-year-old daughter threw a massive tantrum, like a proper fucking meltdown tantrum. I'm not used to kids. I don't know how to – I try to rationalize with them. I'm like, why are you crying? I don't understand why you're crying, and if you don't tell me why you're crying, then I can't fix it, so stop crying. And all of a sudden I had an insight into every couple fight I've ever seen with like, what's wrong? Nothing. If you don't tell me what's wrong, I can't fix it. Like I just went, because I don't do that regular couple thing. I don't think I've ever given it, well, if you don't know what's wrong, then why am I going to tell? I don't play like that. That's not my thing. So I don't understand when it comes to why are you crying? How can I fix it if you don't tell? And this kid just fucking 45 minutes meltdown.
What's the child's name? Let's name and shame.
I call her Potato and she calls me Arnie Potato.
All right.
One of my happiest moments year has been she knows my car really clearly, the Green Val.
Yeah.
And one of my happiest moments in the world is her mum drives a generic Kona. They all look the same. All SUVs look the same to me. I'm quite bad like that. And I pulled up next to them at traffic and didn't realise it was them. And I heard this, Arnie Potato. She's recognised my car and I looked in the back window. I was like, oh, hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Potato.
Yeah, so that bit to me, that's pretty cute. But, today was not cute.
Is she related to Peter Dutton?
Today. Today she was not cute. Today she was just – And I said to her mum, who is my longest friend, we've been mates since we were born, I was like, the fuck is this? What is this? And she goes, this is where we are now. This is what 3 years. And I'm like, well, 3's fucked. I don't like it at all. So, yeah, it's not. I'm not a fan. Not a fan of the tantrum unless I'm having it, in which case fucking look out.
We discussed tantrums, didn't we?
Yes.
Mm.
And I don't try.
I nearly had a tantrum yesterday.
Oh, did you? How close did you get?
Went out for a drink with a fit pump. See, this is a question for you. When you're a perver.
Yep.
Quality perver.
Yeah.
Good perver?
Good perver.
What are you – so you're looking at men.
Yes.
And what if the man is with their partner? Are you discreet or are you?
Depends. If she's a bit obnoxious, I'll be like, I'm looking at your fucking husband. When you're
all right, okay.
But if she's like, look at my fella, I go, yeah, fucking well played.
Yeah,
give her a bit of a nod sometimes, like, well done.
Do you really perv and disrespect the woman though? Even if the woman's not an asshole?
If the woman's not an asshole, I'm very delicate about it.
Yeah.
Well, as delicate as I can be about anything. Not phrases I use about myself very often. But, yeah, I do – no, I'm pretty respectful. But I like to give him a nod. The wife looks at me like, are you looking at my fella? I'm like, I am, and well done.
Because that was with the fit pom all the time because she's a well-dressed lady. There's a bloke at the pub called Piggy. Mm-hmm. It was very obvious. Eyes are up and down in front of me.
Oh, no.
Don't like it.
Yeah, that's not don't okay. Don't like it.
And Fitpom thinks it's funny.
You can do it once.
Like no, when he does it all the time.
No, I'm not okay with that at all.
So we don't go to that pub anymore. Not for that reason, just because the pub's a bit shit because of COVID.
Right.
So we've been starting to go to a club now. Cheaper.
Are you that age?
Yeah. Go to the bowling club.
We're club people now.
Go to the bowling club.
Sorry.
No, because it's big and you can hide in the corner.
Bowling club's different. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant like country club. Ease up.
There is a country club here, though.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you know?
In Pleasantville?
I told Jared that the country, it looks like Pleasantville's.
Sorry,
It's the castle.
Took a sip.
It's a Pleasantville castle. I told Jared for years it was Russell Crowe's house.
And he believed you.
And he told his sister it's Russell Crowe's house. And she goes, he's not your dickhead. It's a club. And he goes, is it, Dad? And I'm like, yes, it's a club. And he was so disappointed.
A little part of me admires his naivete of believing Dad.
Well, he lives life on YouTube.
But so then what, the other part of me is like, dude, of course it's not fucking Russell Crowe's house. Christ. Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
So anyway, new guy turns up at club and just eyeballs just hanging out of his head.
Nice.
Like, and I'm invisible.
Oh, really?
And me and my sister are just looking at him again. She's like, can you see this? I'm like, fucking yeah.
Do you ever just go, is she wearing something of yours, mate? Like, do you ever engage
them? Well, as the Fitpom brought up this morning, she said it's difficult for a man to say something because.
Oh, that's a direct challenge.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Yeah. And it's very, and even if you say something humorous, they're going to, fucking, what are you
about? Yeah, what you fucking.
So there's no, and I don't want to fight anyone. It's no point.
That's where you and I are different.
No, I would like to fight him actually, but or just fucking clip across the ear. I'll show some respect, arsehole.
Oi.
And, he did it three times.
And did my sister say was pissing.
No, she didn't even see it.
Oh, right. I'm surprised your sister didn't go over and go, oi, no, I'll fucking doesn't. Clip you.
She's a, but Fitpom's oblivious.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I got petrol on my way home from here last time. I don't know if you remember, but I was wearing a black shirt that had a white love heart where my heart is on my left boob.
Yeah.
Boob. Sorry.
Nipple. Upper boob, lower boob.
I'm going to say upper boob.
Upper boob.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Boob.
Upper nipple.
North.
It's the.
North, the north boob.
The nipple brow.
I don't think that infers that they're, no. Anyway, I walked into the servo to pay for my petrol and this fucking creepy dude working behind the counter, and it was like an independent petrol station, not one of the franchises. This dude just looks me up and down like proper greasy fucking just not okay. Like, don't be that guy. Just proper, head to toe, and goes, ugh. Have you got someone's heart? But he points right at the heart.
Upper
like,
tit?
Yeah, but way too close. Like, he got within inches of my boob. You don't need to. Like, I know what you're fucking talking about, dickhead. I put the shirt on. You got someone's heart. And I went, nah, mate, just ripped it out of that fucking last bloke. And he looked somewhere else very quickly because I was just deadpan.
Discount?
I think he had the finger on the button ready to call the cops. Oh, right. You know, right. That like, oh, this could turn. So, yeah, things like that. But I'm pretty lippy. But I'm also massively capable of backing it up if it kicks off. So.
Yeah. I had his measure. But you don't want to be starting to fuck.
What's interesting, though, is club. That I've been out with mates, like guy mates, and had their girlfriends being perved on and me just go, this isn't all right. Because there's a quick perv. Yeah. There's a fucking well done. Yeah. And then there's now I'm leering. What are you going to do about it? Yeah,
leering.
So I'm happy to walk over and sit down and go, fucking, how you going, mate? What's going on with the perving over there? Like, I'm horrible. And you know what I'm like? I don't mind confrontation, so I'll happily go sit.
Sure, mate.
Hey, what's going on here? What's with the looking at the blonde?
But he had no he just didn't even see me.
Wow.
I was invisible. Which made me quite.
Did you do a little bit of put your head in front of her and wave like, hi?
No, well, she was sitting opposite me and he walked behind me and he leered over the top. See a bit of upper boob.
Oh, no.
Upper boob.
Upper boob. Boob adjacent. Boob heights. Boob heights, I think, is nice.
Boob heights.
Because if you live in a suburb and then you try to be a little bit upper,
And then you get the boob valley. It's the under boob.
Boob canyon.
Boob canyon.
Where you going, Boob Canyon? Fucking love Boob Canyon.
Boob Canyon, moving up to nipple now and then into upper heights. Upper boob height. Boob upper, I don't know.
I was out not that long ago with a dude I was shagging, and we ran into a dude I used to shag, and there was a bit of staring happening there, and I went, oh, fuck, what happens here? I'm not used to being in this position. Nothing, as it turns out. Nothing is the answer. Nothing happens. But that wasn't up to me. Awesome. We've gone into loop fill.
Have we?
Have we at the 20-minute mark?
Oh, fuck these fucking microphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? I'd never looked it up, did I?
No, but you worked out how to undo it, though.
For those people at home, what happens is I've got these new microphones. It was a big purchase, or my big purchase, for the podcast. And every now and again it just goes into
loop. Where it just like you start to hear yourself back, but not immediately. Like,
but you can't hear it. The listeners can't hear it.
Oh, really?
No. It doesn't come out.
Nice.
No, it just comes out flat.
How do you go with that? Like, have you ever done radio or TV where they've got, you got the director in your ear telling you what to do?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. I did that, fuck, what's the name of that TV show? Comedians Driving Cars, except that's not what it was called. Backseat Driver.
Yep.
And you've got the director in your ear and you're trying to engage people in conversation while you drive them around. There's 15,000 cameras in the car. They know that they're being driven around by a comedian. It's not like it's an actual like undercover taxi thing. But fuck me, trying to talk and get, because I can hear in one ear and still be talking, but to hear, take it in and act upon that, that's a whole other fucking skill.
Yeah. I don't know how Steve Philp does that. Steve Philp's a comedian who does a lot of warm-ups.
Oh, yeah?
So he's always got that.
Oh, does he?
In his ear, yeah.
Oh, no thank you.
And I filled in for a couple of times with him and just.
Oh, case of beer, Michael Meredith.
So there you go. I just fucked up.
Oh, I love.
Left my phone on.
Left your phone on and it fucking rang. But what I love is that when it first started to buzz, I was like, oh, fuck, I've left my phone on. And then the ringtone, I was like, ha, 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 it wasn't me. Yeah.
So the rule is. Yeah, if you're recording and your phone rings.
Case of beer.
Case of beer.
What same thing used to be.
Drink shit cheap beer. Anyway.
I'll take your homebrew.
Oh, right.
Every day. Rule used to be at footy training, if you were at footy and your boot came off because you hadn't done it up properly, case of beer.
Really?
Yeah, because you got to fucking stop or some cockhead has to put their shoe on and then put the tape. Oh, fucking, you're a grown-up. Put your shoe on properly. Case of beer.
Case of beer.
It was great, especially when we were training during summer and you're like, all right. Case of beer last week, you fucked up.
Case of beer.
Okay, and yeah. So what I used to love is that you turn up with a case of beer and just open the box up, whack a whole bunch of ice on it and just drink it at the end. Because how good is drinking beer after you've exercised?
Oh, it's great. It's the best.
Fucking smashed.
When we do half marathons, we go for big meals and get shit-faced.
You guys are the best couple ever. I fucking love it.
And you talk to some really fit people and they'll go, that's a complete waste of time. And I go, I know.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
And it's my time to waste, motherfucker.
Because every drink you're like, well, I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve this. Hot chips. Yes, I'll have some hot chips. Thank you.
But also I love that you two do it together. Because I quite enjoy being drunk. I enjoy being drunk on my own. I fuck it. Nothing makes me happier than just to sit down like, oh, it's 11 o'clock. We've got nothing to do today. Yeah. Feel like a beer?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah. I'm a big
my
fan.
Oldest is 4:30 now.
Oh, really?
I used to be an earlier when I was fat drunk.
Yeah, I do remember going, calm, we go, let's go for a beer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's sunny.
I never know whether I'm getting my mates in trouble or not. Like, because I think we've established that I'm, when I am in a relationship, I'm in not a normal one. Like, not a, babe, do you mind if I go out drinking with it? Like, I'm just not that kind of person. So if I want to drink at 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I never know whether I'm getting you guys in trouble by going, come on, let's get a fucking beer. Because you never, most adults are like, yeah, let's get a beer. So when that happens, I don't know whether I'm then like, oh, did you get in trouble when you got home? Sorry, man.
Yeah, but it's, you can't blame the other person.
But luckily, I get blamed all the time. It's almost like the Julia defense.
Humorously.
Yes, yeah, Julia's
humorously,
fault.
Humorously.
Julia's fault. She took us out, did blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I always get that. I always get, I don't swear as much as unless I'm with you. I don't drink as much unless I'm with you. I'm like, fuck off. Make your grown-up choices, you fucking weak. Oh, I must. I stopped myself saying the C word just then.
Why?
I don't know. What the fuck's happening? Is it the new microphone?
You thought you were on the radio.
I was like, oh, don't say cunt on the radio.
Who are you on the radio?
I said that to a mate of mine the other day who listens to our podcast. She was like, yo, I'm just enjoying it so much. And I was like, yeah, we've been offered a radio spot. She goes, really? I went, no, you heard how I talk? Fucking hell.
Who asked that?
One of my mates over my side. Really made me chuckle. She's like, oh, wow, that'll be, no, you fuckhead. Of course not.
Dickhead.
Oh, dear. School holidays have been fun. I've been hanging out with my nieces and nephews. We had a big afternoon the other afternoon of shooting Furbies with Nerf guns.
Wow.
I fucking hate Furbies.
Furbies a thing again?
Yeah.
Really?
Big time.
Right.
And they're expensive again. And I was like, put that little.
Are they the ones that blink eyes and shit?
And just out of nowhere, this thing, you walk past it out of nowhere, just go, hi, like, shut the fuck up. You know how paranoid I get. I'm like, put that thing there.
I always get that. They always test the alarms in the building.
Mm.
And they go, this is a test. And I shit myself every time.
This is a test.
This is a test.
You're waiting for the
warning. No need to run out of the building shitting yourselves in your underpants. This is just mucking around.
Well, for me, this is a test. I'm like, what kind of test? Is water going to start coming up from the floor and I have to find my way out? But what kind of test are we talking about?
It's like fortnightly.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I remember losing my shit driving through the Harbour Tunnel one time. It was just after my severe mental breakdown and I was just feeling strong enough to go driving again. And I'd gone out for dinner with a couple of mates trying to get myself back into sort of, you know, socialising and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah, talking to yourself.
I was like, come on, you can do this. You're doing good. Like, look at you. You've done all the work. You're out and about. You're coping. You're doing well. You're doing well. And I'm driving through the Harbour Tunnel and it was through the radio. This is the Harbour Tunnel, blah, blah, blah. But I, of course, am now freaking out and can't actually understand what it's saying. I just start to lose my shit. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm losing my mind in a car in a tunnel. Like, and I ring a friend of mine, like while I'm driving, I ring, I'm like, it's happening. Mel, it's happening. And she goes, I can hear you're in the Harbour Tunnel because I can hear what the announcement is. You're fine. Calm down.
What did you think was happening?
I didn't know. I thought the radio was talking to me. So I thought, that's not a good sign when you've just had a mental breakdown.
Yes.
When, you know, appliances start talking to you.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. They were the days. Being proper cracked, they were the days. It's funny because the when I had my mental breakdown, I was at my most violent. That's a good combination.
All right.
That's what you want. A Julia wound up without the undo code.
All right.
There's a couple of times in shopping centres where I was just like, my brain went, you got to get out of here. You're about to explode. And I just left.
Yeah.
Everything walked out.
I still do that.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I've got it
together. I don't enjoy grocery shopping.
Are you worse? I don't know why. Since COVID?
Yeah.
I'm definitely, since we've come out of lockdown, and we'll no doubt be going back in soon, but since we've come out, I definitely don't like people standing. Remember when you first met me, how bad I was at having people close to me? And then I worked really hard on that.
Yeah.
Well, now it's back.
Yeah.
Like, back it up, dickhead.
I like the social distancing. Mm. I quite enjoy it.
Yeah, let's
I don't like people in my space at all.
Well, there's
I don't
no
understand
need
why people can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to
unless
stand
you're
right
rooting
there.
Me, get out of my personal space. There's only one person rooting me, by the way. So I'll just point that out.
I like that. Disclaimer.
She hears that and she goes, what?
Terms and conditions might apply. No, I
written and spoken by the left party.
I can't cope with that. Just the too close where you can feel people
breathing.
Yeah. I don't want to have to hear the fact you've got sinus problems and I don't want to feel your breath in the back
your
of
your nose
neck.
Whistle.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Oh.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
And I got really complacent about it during COVID where I was standing in queues.
Yeah.
I couldn't look at my phone without someone standing right behind me. And then as we've come out of COVID and people are standing closer, I've been busted a couple of times looking at all manner of things.
Really?
Yeah, I check my emails quite regularly.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, you tell me about it.
I'd hate to be looking over your shoulder and see bit of gay porn happening on your phone.
No, it's more dick pics.
Do you like looking at dicks?
Well, I get sent them a fair bit, so of course I'm going to have
really?
A look. I get heaps of dick pics, heaps of them.
From who?
All over the place. Dudes that I used to shag that are like, hey, are you up for it? That'll be the introduction. There's a cock. Oh, hello. Hi, remember that? Hi. But you just don't know what you're going to, you know, open this image. Oh, hello. Hi. The other thing that I get is I bought an awful lot of sex toys during the lockdown and all the companies that I bought them for email you weekly going, do you want this? Do you want that? Yeah. Do you want this? And it's just, as soon as you open the email, it's right there.
With the picture.
Fucking hell. So not only do I look like a pervert, but I look like a pervert that's got too much money because those things are fucking expensive. Yeah.
You wear them out too, apparently.
Apparently. I like the idea of that. Did I tell you but that wish.com, I was searching different things and then all of a sudden it brought up Wish anal beads.
Right.
But they were real cheap and nasty. And my biggest concern was just
blue gravel connected by a string.
Ouch, 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 ou is safe. Like, if at least if it's from like naughtyboy.com, okay, well, I know that maybe open that with a screen facing in a direction that people can't see. But Wish, I just opened it and it's just, I've got a chick standing on my right shoulder and I've got the phone up at an angle that I can see it. So she's standing on my right shoulder and I'm like, oh. And I think I was more upset that she thought I was buying anal beads from Wish than I was that she could see anal beads on my phone. I just want to turn around and go, I actually, my anal beads come from a very reputable place, actually. They're much better than this.
Jeez, you need to wash them, don't you?
So much. They take a lot of, cleansing, a lot. And, you know, if you're me and you've moved back in with your parents because you're looking after your dad, that's a bit of a fucking stealthy maneuver to somewhere where you can go and wash your sex toys. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Julia. How did we get here?
I don't know, but you didn't stop me. You're the gatekeeper of the dodgy conversations, my friend. This is how this relationship works. I say weird shit and you rein me in when it gets too weird. Otherwise, it's just all coming out.
Okay. Send all your used sex toys to Julia. No. P.O. Box.
Imagine that. Oh, sorry, Mum and Dad. I'm walking past you with a giant wang now. Someone sent it to me from the podcast.
Wang.
It's a big fake wang.
Big fake wang.
What a great name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome fake to the stage. Wang. Big fake wang. And the crowd goes, ah! I had to get an Ola the other night to get home.
Oh, yeah.
Went down to Manly, got super drunk. It was great. Ordered an Ola.
And Ola is like Uber, if you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Do people?
I don't think people. Oh, okay. Not everyone would know.
It's the same cost as Uber, but they pay their drivers more. So it's ethically makes me happier. So Uber pay their drivers like 31%. Sorry, Uber take 31% of the fare. Ola take 15%. So I try to be as ethical as I can in my purchasing. So I got an Ola, and it said that the Silver Camry was on its way. I went, great. And then a Silver Camry pulled up in front of me. And I looked at the number plates and I was like, it's close, but it's not close. The Silver Camry. Let's keep in mind I'm pretty hammered. And I looked at the driver and I looked at the photo of the driver on my app and I was like, that's the same guy.
Right.
So he put his window down because I looked over and I went, are you waiting for a fare? And he goes, I am, but I don't think it's you. And I went, but you're a Silver Camry. And he goes, yes. And I said, is this photo you? And he goes, oh, it does look like me. And as I'm showing him my phone through the passenger window, another Silver Camry pulls up. But it's my Silver Camry. And when I get in, I'm like, dude, you look so much like this driver. And I'm afraid I'm going to be racist because, you know, that's like saying every Indian Ola driver looks like every other Indian Ola driver. But I said to him, this is hilarious because it's the same model car, same year, same everything. They were identical cars. But as we go to pull around him because he's still waiting for his fare, I go, wait and have a look. He's got the same, like, same length beard, same style haircut, same everything. The guy pulls up alongside and he's like, oh, my God, it's like looking in a mirror. Like, they were actually. And I was so relieved.
And then you realise you were racist.
I was so relieved that he acknowledged that they looked so alike. Otherwise I would just have sounded like a racist fucking, you know, oh, every brown person looks the same, which I don't genuinely believe. But it was like.
No, I don't think that.
Well, I was shitting myself that that's how it would have sounded. But fuck me, they could have used each other's fucking driver's licenses as kids to get into pubs. Like, it was hilarious. Made me chuckle a lot. Then I giggled about how many Silver Camrys there are on the road and how I'm happy to jump into any fucking one of them thinking they're my Uber or Ola.
You should just do that. That's your gag. Every time you see a Silver Camry, you got to get in it. That's your rule. It's like a drinking game.
No, it's like the floor is lava. A drinking game. It's like Silver Camry.
Oh, fucking hell.
But get in the back
Hello,
seat.
Hello, are you my Uber? Ola? All right, get out. Okay, sorry. and see how far you can get down the road.
And the guy's like, cash? You pay cash? You're all right, yeah, fuck, I might be able to get home easier. Remember that time I hired a car to do the gig in Armadale or wherever the fuck I was off to, and I brought the car back and it was due back at like 10 a.m. and this is 4 in the morning and I thought I'm not going to go home, go to sleep, get up and bring the car back by 10. So I just thought I'll just drop it and then catch a cab home or an Uber home at 4 a.m. And so I pull up out the front of the rental place and I'm just making sure I've got everything out of the car. And this dude opens the back door and gets in and sits down. And I go, can I help you, mate? And the guy goes, oh,
he's playing the game.
He was. It was before we even knew it was a game. He goes, just going to Queenscliff. And I was like, not in this car, you know. And he goes, what? I go, this is a hire car and I'm returning it. And he goes, what? And I'm like, I'm not your Uber, mate. And he goes, aren't you? I'm like, no. You know how I know? Because I don't drive fucking Uber. Like, I'm not anyone's Uber.
And I'm definitely not in the photo on your phone.
And he goes, but it's just Freshwater or Queensland or wherever he was going. I'm like, I don't give a fuck how close it is. We're not going. And he goes, oh, my God, have I just gotten in your car? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, this – and he's trying to explain to me that he's aware that this, as a man at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, he's jumped into the back of a woman's car. He's trying to explain to me that he acknowledges that this must be quite scary for me. And I'm like, you're still fucking talking, mate. You're still in the car of the woman.
Why haven't you told me that story before?
I thought I had. Fuck, I laughed. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, yeah, cool. Can you be sorry outside the car?
Did you rude him?
I was seeing somebody at the time.
Oh, really?
And no, I didn't. But if I hadn't been, that guy was getting it.
In the Camry. Was it a Camry?
No, it was like a Hyundai.
Hyundai.
What's the rental cars? They've either got Toyota Camrys or, I don't know, little white car.
Little white car.
Yeah. That bugged me too because the guy I was seeing that ended really quickly afterwards and I was like, I could have fucked that guy.
Yeah.
And you know my rules.
What was he at? Was he drunk?
Not blind, but drunk enough to get into the car that was
4 a.m. You got to be pretty pissed.
We didn't have a kebab in his hand.
So? Well, some people don't eat kebabs. That's racist. That's racist what you just said there.
Bigoted against drunk people. How drunk can you be, mate?
How drunk are you, mate? Well, he didn't have a fucking kebab.
Where's your fucking kebab, mate? Are you a drunk or not? But fuck, it made me laugh because he was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I've just realised how this looks. I've just gotten into the back of a car of a woman who's by her. I'm like, yeah, I know, mate. I'm the fucking woman. Yeah. Get out. Dickhead. God, it made me chuckle.
Could have been a romantic story you told your children.
How did you two meet? Nana?
Nana.
Well, if I'm telling my kids, I'm assuming they're going to have kids. Uh-oh.
Nana Julia.
Nope.
Nana Julia.
Put that on a t-shirt. Nana Julia, louder than Judas Priest.
I found that. That's a memory.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Was it today, wasn't it?
2017 or 2017.
But today? Because it just popped up.
Excuse me, I just burped.
Yeah, just doing that. Just doing that old man thing.
Burp. Speaking of presents, me and the FitPom had our anniversary recently, but we were too busy with TAFE to celebrate it or buy anything for each other. And I'm just asking you as a man to another woman, she'll remember that forever.
Oh, yeah, you are fucked, mate. You just need to accept that. Do you remember that anniversary that we had where you didn't buy me anything?
Yeah,
but you didn't buy me anything either. That is not how I remember it.
Yeah,
you need to do a take
rectify
two.
Rectify that?
Yep, 100%.
Rectify it.
Are we a month later yet?
Oh, we're about a month late.
Because I would go
probably more.
Whatever the date is, the next one of that coming up, that's when we're celebrating.
Right.
Otherwise, you will never, ever escape that. I can still go. Remember that birthday where you bought me that shit present? Like, what? I remember the last boyfriend I had bought me a hard drive for my birthday.
Did he?
Yeah. And he's like, I reckon you'll really use it. And I was like, what? Like, you know, it was our first birthday, like when we got together, the first birthday was like only a few months into it. So you don't get big presents because you don't know.
No, you don't know if you're going to last.
But yeah, the first birthday when you know that you're a real thing, that counts.
Yeah.
Hard drive. Thanks, honey. Just dead.
Did you decorate it or anything like that?
No, didn't even wrap it.
Put a bit of art.
Put
a bit of art on it.
I reckon if you are going to do that, maybe fill it with some stuff I might watch or do or something.
Yeah.
But like,
or just cock pics.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I meant when I said fill it with something I might like.
Thanks for making it clear.
But just hard drive.
And so I'm screwed.
Yeah.
If you're remembering that.
Yeah. And that was probably 10 years ago. Listen to me. Last boyfriend, 100 fucking years ago.
100 fucking years ago? Yeah, how old are you?
150. I don't count them unless they're like actual, if they meet my parents, then that's
really?
It. Yeah, yeah.
That's what does Bob say?
Oh, Dad's not complimentary.
Isn't he? What are you bloody doing with her?
Dad just goes like, he'll either be like, g'day, mate, nice to meet you, rightio. And then when the guy leaves, Dad'll just be like, nah, just nah.
Really?
Yeah, he's brutal. He is brutal.
Why?
Because I have terrible taste in men, oh, right. Usually.
What, if they're ugly?
No, just if they're not. He can just see through someone's fucking everything straight to their soul. Like
what does he say about me?
He loves you. He adores you. He wants you to move in next door. Anytime I'm coming over here, you tell Mick I said g'day. Like g'day. He loves you.
G'day.
Whereas my mum loves everyone, so it doesn't count.
Oh.
Dad does not love everyone. So Dad is when
your
Dad
mum doesn't love everyone.
So you made me laugh then, you fuckhead. Mum.
She's very obvious in her dislike for some people.
Well, on the odd occasion, if she takes a disliking to somebody, her face does know. She does telegraph things on that face of hers.
What a face it is.
But my dad's brutal.
Brutal.
I remember as a kid, one of my brother's idiot mates turned up and knocked on the door and the dog just wasn't having it. I don't know if I've told this story or not. Please stop me if I have. The dog's just in the middle of the doorway going to town. Wouldn't let him in. And my idiot brother's idiot mate goes, oh, Mr. Wilson, the dog doesn't seem to want to let me in. And Dad didn't even look over his paper. He just goes, yep, dog doesn't like it. You're not coming in.
Really?
And the guy's like, oh, if you could just call him away, I'll just I'll go out and talk.
Is that how he spoke?
Yeah, he was really trying to, you know, hello, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Hey, Mr. Wilson.
And Dad just goes,
come here to bone your daughter.
And Dad just goes, nah, mate, dog doesn't like you, can fuck off. And just that was it. And I'm standing there waiting for there to be some kind of resolution to this conflict. And as far as Dad was concerned, that was resolved. Dog doesn't like you, can fuck off. And then just went back to reading his paper. Rightio. So that guy did not come in our house. It was hilarious. So, yeah, Dad doesn't love everyone, whereas Mum's like, hello, can I get you a cup of tea? Would you like something? Have you eaten? Dad's just like, who's this dickhead?
Who's this dickhead?
So, yeah, I don't count them as boyfriends until, you know,
right.
Until they've been home and met the parents and had to endure all of that. And there's not been one that I've been happy to take home. All of them I'm like, oh, God, they've got to meet my parents. Fuck. It's terrifying.
Although, because of them or the parents?
Oh, just the tension of it all. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Well, some people are like, yay, look, he's coming home to meet my parents. And I go, oh, it just fills me with anxiety. Yeah, it does. Like, I physically go, no, thank you.
Anyway. That's a podcast.
Is it?
That's a podcast.
It
was a tough road, wasn't it?
It was.
We got there in the end.
I love that you said tough road and that's the name of the microphone you were struggling with.
Road.
Boom. Fucking that's why you're a comedian.
Ciao, ciao.
Peace out.